Stay connected this winter with this unbeatable deal from Breezeline. Get reliable, fiber-powered internet for just $19.99 per month with all-in pricing for 2 years. But that's not all. Your first month is on us. This deal gets better with a free modem and installation, along with free Wi-Fi your way whole home coverage. Safeguard your network from cyber threats and keep all your devices connected and secured with this amazing offer. Act now. Terms and conditions apply. Offer expires March 3rd, 2024. Learn more at breezeline.com.
Legend has it, underneath the NJM insurance offices lies a mysterious room of long-forgotten, moldy mascot memorabilia. Often pitched by ad agencies, always rejected by NJM. Is it real? We may never know. But what is real is NJM's dedication to doing what's right for their customers. Astoundingly, they're proud to put policyholders first. No jingles or mascots, just great insurance. Learn more at NJM.com.
Oh my God, we're here, we're back, after the break, we're here, Fraudsters presenting Fraudwire, Sina Gazdevi, Justin Williams is here as always in the virtual studio. Justin, how are you? How you been, man? How was the break for you?
I'm very good. The break was very nice.
It's good to not think about this show, but we missed all the fans.
I went to my 20th high school reunion.
Yeah? Oh, my God. Wait a minute. Let's bring in Brendan first, then I want to hear about this, actually. Brendan Fitzgibbons is with us, comedian, Comedy Central alum. He's got a new podcast out called Hammered Heroes, professional athletes that played high drunk or on drugs, which is, you'll have content until the end of time, it seems like, at this rate.
It just keeps coming out, man. It was awesome. I also went to Justin's 20th reunion.
Thanks,
everybody. Who didn't go there, baby?
Who didn't go? Wait, how was your 20th, Justin?
It was real cool, actually. It was real nice to see everybody. You know, it's like I talked to some people more than I talked to them like the entire time I was in high school, so that was cool.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
It was good. And I got, a lot of people stayed out. And so, the party started at this nice art gallery that our class president had rented. And then it moved over to a hotel lobby cocktail bar. And then from the 1 to 3 a.m. period, I got them to go into a predominantly black bar where we had to be frisked on the way in. So that was good to see my class president in there.
Hey, man, have you hung out with Justin? It's incredible. Like,
this,
socially?
I was just going to say this. Justin goes hard, and he does it. He's got so much energy. He is a father, yet he can stay out. He has the endurance of like 12 oxes tied together. You can't keep this man down. Brendan, you've done it.
My favorite thing about Justin, hanging out with Justin, is he will talk to anyone for an hour and a half about their local politics. One time we met this random bartender in upstate New York, and he talked to this dude about apartheid for 3.5 hours. Oh, yeah. I was like, Justin, he could talk to anyone. Drop Justin off anywhere in the world, and he will discuss your local politics and why their situation is fucked.
No, that goes wrong sometimes. One time I was at a dive bar here in Newark, and there was a grizzled old Newark detective, and he just... and he's just like sitting getting drunk at this, dive bar where you should get drunk when you're a grizzled old detective. And then he just looks over at me mid-sentence about 5 minutes ago. He goes, you sure do like to talk a lot. And then just went back to drink.
Did he also say like The Wire should have been about me in Newark?
No, he's talking about how he like never had any problems in the worst neighborhoods during the worst years. Because he's like, if you just treated everyone with respect, like that was like half the battle.
Words to live by. Crackheads understand respect.
Yeah.
So it's the way to do it. Guys, we're going to start this show off with what we always do with Brendan, with our guests, sharing if you're willing, the last time you've been scammed?
So I was debating whether or not I'll tell you guys this, but hey, my mom's not going to check out this podcast. My mom
Wait a minute. We're great in the mom demo, right? We crush in that demo, so you never know.
Wait, do you guys support... Are you guys in QAnon? Is this a QAnon podcast? Because that's the only way she's listening to it.
We're inclusive. We're inclusive.
Okay.
They're people, too. Case. We need the numbers.
No, it's cool. My mom... I would say this is not when I've been scammed, but I've been part of a scam where my mom, she belongs to a lot of very, you could say, dodgy, you know, QAnon-esque groups, and she sent me... a birthday present. It was my birthday 2 days ago, and it was $400 for a DVD about the information that is repressed from the government about the vaccine, and a secret flash drive that was $80, and everyone knows flash drives cost $4, so it's fine. So I literally hit up this company, and I go, hey, my mom's really old. Can I just get a full refund? She didn't mean to do this. And to their credit, they did it. They actually gave me the money back, and they called me, and I was just like, my mom's old. Just that's an excuse you can just say. It's cool, man. My mom's old.
A 20,000% markup on that flash drive.
That's the
$80 flash drive, dude.
That's pretty cold blood of you to give away a Tyler Fisher comedy special DVD, you know.
Yeah, so I wouldn't say I was scammed, but I definitely felt like my mom was, and I was like, hey, mom, I also like $400. Like, that's cool. I'll just take that, you know, and spend it at Whole Foods.
There you go. That's the way to do it. You know, my dad still sends me, like, he's like, is this a real, like one of those, like, emails that says, like, you could be a secret shopper or you could do this business. And, like, we've even gotten to a back and forth on it where I'm like, no, Dad, this is totally a scam. Please don't do it. He goes, but you have to spend money to make money, Sina. And I'm like, oh, my God, I can't believe you're my father. What's happening? How did we get here? This is why I get scammed.
Can you imagine, though, being the kind of person, it's got to be so hard for older people just to think whatever is on the internet is exactly correct?
Yeah. It's so hard. This is the way I've tried to explain it to my parents. It was like, when the phone rings during dinner and mom gets up and knows it's like an advertisement or like a solicitor or whatever, and she reams them out on the phone and she screams at them and says all these nasty things about their family, that is the entire internet. Any email you get about a business, that's what that is. Someone interrupting you during dinner. Justin, do you have that problem as well? Do you have to tell your family or relatives or yourself, frankly, to not get scammed by emails?
My mom's just like follows everything on Facebook. So she'll just ask me questions that I know is coming from whatever crazy thing is on Facebook. So she's asking me, she goes, Justin, you're in comedy. Is the Illuminati real? And I'm like, no. I'm like, no, if show business was as easy as me, like, you know, just like allowing someone to have like anal sex with me at a secret party, I'd be like way more famous at this point.
All you got to do is become a Freemason, get reamed by a guy who looks like Benjamin Franklin, and you have your own sitcom on ABC. It's not that big of a deal.
Oh, yeah. Show business, I tell you, it's basically all like that scene from Eyes Wide Shut. It's like that's what every offstage is like.
I wish it was that way.
When we say bring your show, we mean bring your mask, bring the orgy. Oh, my God. Speaking of orgies, Brett Favre is in the news. Former governor Phil Bryant helped Brett Favre secure welfare funding for USM volleyball stadium, text reveal. So there's these texts that just came out. I don't know if you guys saw this a year ago or so, or maybe even more. It came out that he was like doing speeches and funneling welfare funds to himself for this stuff. So text message entered into Monday. Into the state's ongoing civil suit over the welfare scandal reveal that former governor Phil Bryant pushed to make the NFL legend Brett Favre's volleyball idea into a reality. Mm-hmm. The texts show that the then governor even guided Favre on how to write a funding proposal so that he could be accepted by the Mississippi Department of Human Services, even after Bryant ousted the former welfare agency director John Davis for suspected fraud. So the governor kicks the fraudulent agency director out to help commit his own fraud? Is that what happened here? Just left Brett Favre, Bryant texted nonprofit founder Nancy New in July 2019, within weeks of Davis's departure. Can we help him with his project? We should meet soon to see how I can make sure we can keep your projects on course. This is crazy. Do we not know that Brett Favre is a mess and he wears Crocs and takes pictures of himself?
Yeah, and he was like a bad painkiller addiction for a while there too.
I mean,
he voted for Trump too, but he has like an ironic quote for why he endorsed Trump. It was something like, you know, some people just need to like go work, and then he's just like stealing like welfare.
Jesus.
It's just funny. Like, I don't understand how he just couldn't just, you know, use some of his Wrangler jeans money.
Yeah.
Just unload that money.
Does he not have enough money? Wait a minute. Let's look at these text messages, because this is really where. Let me share. I'm going to share my screen.
Yeah.
Let's look at these fucking texts.
This is why you need Sterling Sharp to catch it. Catch some of these funds.
Okay. Let me make it bigger. If this is Brett Favre, August 3rd, 2017. This is from Brett Favre. Text. If you were to pay me, is there any way the media can find out where it came from and how much?
He said that in a text.
He said it in a text at 4:35 p.m. And then Nancy New, this nonprofit person, nonprofit founder. No, we never had that information publicized. Don't worry. I'm sure me reading this right now means it's not publicized. I understand you being uneasy about that, though. Let's see what happens on Monday with the conversation with some of the folks at Southern. Maybe it will click with them, hopefully. This is a few minutes later. Okay, thanks, from Brett Favre. Next day, from Nancy. Wow, just got off the phone with Phil Bryant, ! He is on board with us, ! We will get this done, ! From Brett. Awesome. I needed to hear that for sure, because he's running a scam. What are we guys? What are we honestly? So does this, like, what level of depravity does a Hall of Fame athlete have to get to for us to say he doesn't deserve to be the Hall of Fame? We should strip away the legacy that was Brett Favre.
I'm trying to first strip away Peyton Manning's ability to host a game show, and then we'll get to Brett Favre. I'm trying to take away those duties, but that reads comically like that. That's going to be so funny in court when someone just reads those texts back, and he's just going to be like, "Yeah, I didn't." He's going to totally deny it, I'm sure.
Yeah, deny something. But I mean, Brendan, you run a podcast about how these guys come out, these athletes come out, and they basically disclose, or you find out that they've done awful things while they were players. Well, that's one thing. But what about stuff that happens afterwards? Is there room for us to like postmark Brett Favre's career? Because
I think it depends on how many times you've gotten sacked by J.J. Watt or
yeah.
I would say in Brett's case, he got hit a lot in the head. So I think we can give him a couple more welfare frauds. And then we should start reining him in.
What I'm hearing there is the concussion to touchdown ratio there. What is that? Yeah. And then
I would say for every 6 concussions, you have to have at least thrown 200 touchdowns and done 2 Wrangler commercials. And then you can get out of court. Yeah, you like, this is fine. Brett's not going to go to jail.
Justin, you're a Chiefs fan. How does this make you feel?
You have to accept the whole player, what they do after and what their Hall of Fame career. It's all part of the same package. OJ, the greatest running back of the 1970s and also acquitted double murderer, is the same OJ. It's the same man. Naked Gun OJ is the same guy who tried to get his stuff back. And also lost a civil trial for wrongful death for murdering 2 people. So you just, you know, it's all the same package. I'm trying to think of who else are some other, NFL players. Like, you know, like Lawrence Taylor you know, was the greatest defensive player of all time versus Lawrence Taylor that wrestled Bam Bam Bigelow at WrestleMania is the same man.
It's a great match.
Yeah.
Yeah. Brandon, speaking of Lawrence Taylor, do you do an episode on each night of cocaine partying that Lawrence Taylor did throughout his career? Is that
so? We ran into a slight snag with Lawrence Taylor, actually. Funny you should say, because we're super stoked to do it. And then it was our first female guest, and right before we were about to do it, we read that he was recently accused of rape, and we're like, we're going to let this one just sit for a second.
Yeah.
And
maybe, I forgot about that. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was a curveball where we were like, okay, we want to celebrate these people, but not if you've raped.
Yeah.
That's a big no-no for us. Yeah.
You know,
that
was a curveball. Good for you. Standing on your values in podcast yeah. land, you know? You're going to miss those Rogan numbers, though. Go ahead, Justin. What were you going to say?
I hope John Rocker was high, because that'd be so funny to just like get high, be racist, and just like throw fastballs.
Oh, that's just so he's on crystal meth. Speaking of meth, just made me think of Agassi. You got to do Agassi.
Oh yes, we are definitely doing Agassi.
I'm a big Agassi fan.
Next up, baby. Him. Yeah.
What was his thing? Wow. Was it coke?
No, he did meth.
Crystal meth.
Oh, meth. Oh, yeah.
He literally did meth. Meth. His hair was falling out. He had to have a wig. But we digress. Mm.
Save big money on your next project with help from Menards. Move water where you need it quickly with a Barracuda sump pump. Sump pumps keep your basement dry when big storms hit unexpectedly. Get a half horsepower cast iron Barracuda sump pump on sale now through May 5th. Hurry into Menards. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. If there's anything better than getting a few of your favorite things from McDonald's, it's getting a few of your favorite things from McDonald's for less in the McDonald's app. Delicious. Order in the McDonald's app today.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Right now, only in the app. Enjoy a breakfast sandwich for just $1, like a sausage McMuffin with egg. Offer valid one time per day from 4/29 to 5/12/24 at participating McDonald's. Must opt into rewards.
Welcome back to our studio, where we have a special guest with us today, Toucan Sam from Fruit Loops. Toucan Sam, welcome.
It's my pleasure to be here. Oh, and it's Fruit Loops, just so you know.
Fruit?
Fruit.
Yeah, fruit.
No, it's Fruit Loops. The same way you say studio.
That's not how we say it.
Fruit Loops, find the loopy side.
They say plants like music. Yeah, no, like really, they respond to the vibrations of it, which means that this playlist you're listening to, the plants are too. You know what else plants like? Organic soil from Miracle-Gro. It's made with all the best stuff like wood fiber and compost. Plus, it's OMRI certified organic, which officially means it's made with superior ingredients. And when you give your plants the stuff that makes them happy, they won't judge you on your iffy playlist.
Hear that, plants?
So go ahead and give them Miracle-Gro.
Brett Ferverer, we hope you get what's coming to you. I mean, I don't think he's going to have charges. I think it's going to be a civil suit. And that's the thing with fraudsters is so often they get to avoid the criminal side of things because it's so hard to prove what was your intent. Did you mean to defraud and stuff like that? But if you're just channeling welfare money to your own pocket, he is kind of doing a service. He said he'd do a radio spot and stuff like that. But this is so fraudulent. This is such a scam. It's millions of dollars to get him to basically get a volleyball facility that he wanted. I mean, this is just...
Nobody's ever wanted volleyball that badly before, too. That's a separate story. How much does this guy need volleyball in his life?
How much does he need?
$14 million. I wonder how much it's going to cost to like make the water drinkable in Jackson, Mississippi.
All right, our next story. Oh, this one's juicy. It's about a Florida Ponzi scheme. And Joanna M. Garcia ran a place called MJ Capital Financing. Or I think it was MJ Capital. MJ Capital Funding. They said she worked miracles, not for charity, but for profit. Joanna M. Garcia connected investors with companies that needed short-term financing, promising robust returns on their money. But federal prosecutors say it wasn't a miracle. It was a lucrative Ponzi scheme. This is from the NPR, all this fun language up top. The Florida woman is accused of perpetuating a $196 million fraud through her company, MJ Capital Funding, LLC. The company started in Fort Lauderdale, and her business took in a large amount of money from more than 15,000 investors in just over a year, from June 2020 to August 2021, federal investigators say. Now, not for nothing, just to pause there for a second. 15,000 people, $196 million, June 2020 to August 21. What was happening during that time? stock market was like going crazy. The government was giving checks out to everybody. PPP loans were going out to everybody. Mm. I mean, what do we expect when shit like this happens? Like, the government was just handing money out to folks. Most of the people that needed it most never got a chance to get it. And then, like, other people were just, like, wheeling and dealing and stuff. And then people like Joanna can somehow get all these people to invest with her. And the other thing she promised was 120% returns.
Oh, yeah.
For this thing. I mean,
what are your what are the chances you think that she went around telling everyone that it was actually Michael Jordan's Capital Funding LLC? And she just really, really pushed the MJ initials, and she rolled up with like wearing a 23 jersey and shit. And she's like, no, trust me. I talked to Michael, and everyone's like, I mean, he is the greatest. I love The Last Dance.
God, that was beautiful.
I like 120% return. I like it, like the numbers are so greedy that you have to be just dumb. Like, I promise you 120% return when it's just like everybody's just trying to get like 20, but it's like, no, I'll give you 100%. Yeah, I'll give you 100% more than that.
If you could get like 8 to 12%, you're like, I'm doing well this year. That's what a reasonable person says. 120%, that's drug money. That is just like, I'm selling drugs and this is how much I'm making. That, you know, and what's, so there's a couple things that are hilarious about this. One, on her website, people on the website often refer to her as the Mother Teresa in her community, which, I mean, you know.
Wasn't Mother Teresa also kind of bad for her community? Like,
what did she do?
She did like, but I heard that she like, you know, made people suffer because it was like godlier to her, like in her worldview. It was like a criticism I read of Mother Teresa. Right? Right? Yeah, that there was like more things that could have been done to avert.
She could have been more Mother Teresa-y.
Yeah, that's what I don't know. I don't know the exact thing.
I heard that she actually fucked Brett Favre.
I heard of that. That's who he was sending the dick pic to. He was sending that with the Crocs.
Little MT, baby.
So her whole thing, though, was like going to regular people in her community and saying, give me money. I will help fund local businesses. So community-based wealth generation. And that's where we get, that's how you end up on our show, right? You're taking advantage of vulnerable people. And so she obviously took down the website and stuff, but the archive, the Wayback Machine was beautiful. Kept a copy of it. And this is a little excerpt from her website, which I thought was amazing. And this is like her own biography. Joanna saw the needs of her clients. So she took it upon herself to find a way to help her community. She would ask questions to professionals who specialize in the needs of her clients and would direct them to these professionals to meet and exceed their needs. Mm. So Joanna began to collect a portion of the dividends for directing her clients in the right path, but she never did it with the intention to profit financially. She did it with the intention of helping her community. Joanna Garcia was able to not only help her community, but also grow as a result of her success in building credibility. The more she helped her community in Southern Florida, the more she gained new clients. Like, I feel like that whole, those told paragraphs were just SEO scams. Like, if people are searching for like community support or like help community and stuff like that, or like, how do you do this? Is just like such a class, like a real modern version of an old Ponzi scheme.
This is also why I never get mad when I hear about bartenders stealing from the bar. I'm like, yeah, I get it. You know? Yeah, stick a little bit.
I like it too because she's trying to do something that already exists. She's like, what I'll do is start a union that gives credit to local businesses. We'll be a credit union is what we'll be. And it's like, yeah, that already exists. You can just go to a credit union.
So what do you guys think? Do you guys think that her victims were pissed about this?
I don't know. Once you're on the ride, you never get off. Her victims were probably like, she was trying to help the community. I don't believe it.
And Justin, that's what I thought you would say, because it sets up this. A change.org petition of the purchasers of Joanna Garcia that are trying to petition to help her. Let me share my screen again. Oh my God. This is insane. This is insane. The petition is in support of Joanna Garcia due to the recent lawsuit the SEC has filed against her. As valued purchasers and merchants, we are here to support Joanna in every way possible.
Time out. No one said she was hot. All right, I changed my mind.
Yeah.
Time out. Okay, yeah, dude, I'm going to sign up on this petition.
I'm swiping.
Just left that out.
Yeah,
dude.
She's got a real basic monster face. I like it.
I'm glad we're keeping. Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, what if no one's ever seen her and this is just a stock photo? But I think they all
know. I'll say this. It just proves sexism because Bernie Madoff got to do what he wants looking like that. And Joanna got to really bring the heat to pull a Madoff down there, you know?
Yeah. She did all of that stuff in just a year.
Apparently,
for over 13 years, Joanna has been a pillar of the community and is very well known for her philanthropy and her loving nature. Now, here's the really juicy part, guys. These messages that people can put in here about signing the petition. Now, I don't know who Miguel Salazar is. It's just from a year ago, this man wrote, "I am a retired United States Marine, and I vouch for Joanna Garcia. I have been a purchaser since September 2020. I have received my check every month for the last 11 months. People say she deceived them. That is absolutely false. I have brought my whole family, and she has not deceived anyone thus far. Semper Fidelis," which I don't think is the right venue to be saying that. support the troops, but I don't think that's
I like people too because they don't understand how Ponzi scheme works. They're like, I got my money, and it's like, yeah, that's the way it keeps going. Some of you are going to get your money, but most of you aren't.
It's so funny. Like, you were early. Good job.
Yeah.
You're getting your money. Here's from Patrick Luis. "I don't understand why they can't just let people live. I've been working for a long time and never have nothing. When a friend referred me to MJ Capital, I was so happy. And I said to myself, I'm finally going to be a millionaire. Then boom, the system that designed to keep people poor just jumped in and messed it all up. But I know Joanna was doing something good. May God be on your side and helping in this, quote, a for no reason fight." What? What is that? Is that some from the Bible?
No, I don't know what he's saying, but I do like he's like that he says the government is designed to keep people poor.
Yeah.
Not the Ponzi scheme people. And this guy definitely has taken some government assistance in his life.
And like arguably the government is designed to keep the wealthy wealthy. So I don't know what they're focusing on. I think it's probably easier to keep the very wealthy wealthy.
Wait, there's a comment from Brett Favre. Let's read it.
Yeah. Go ahead, Brett. You want to read it?
Yeah. It says, "Hey, Joanna, I need $1.5 million for something that recently happened in my life, and I was wondering if you knew anyone. Also, do you like Wranglers?" That's awesome.
God, so many people. Let's see. How many people signed this position? 3,264 people have signed the petition. They wanted to get 5,000. I don't know what happens when you get to 5,000 on change.org. Probably nothing. She's still probably going to go to prison. I mean, this is insane, guys. Once you go on the ride, we've seen it so many times. Once you go on the fucking ride, you just go on the ride.
Do you think it's because people don't want to admit that they've been scammed? Because I'm thinking about my mom again, and I feel like that's what it is. So it's like you can never actually come to the truth that maybe you're being scammed.
We got a story about that a little bit later. But yes, 100%. People do not know they are actually being scammed. And that's the thing. And this I want to just shout out that this came from our Discord. And a little plug for our Discord. Check us out on Discord. If you join our Discord, you'll get access to just talking to us all the time. There's a great pets channel where you can post your pets. You'll also get a preview first on our new cover art, which is going to be dope, and our new intro song, which is going to be coming out for season 3. So big ups to Maxilgal, M-A-X-I-L-G-A-L, for that story. So thank you. They post in Fraudware, and then we read the story here. Everyone's on this. Everyone's on this thing. It's pretty incredible.
We've got a street team.
Did you guys do Cutco Knives yet?
No, we have not done Cutco Knives.
I did that for a day.
everyone did Cutco Knives for a day, and they're like, "Fuck this!"
Do you guys get to keep the knives? You have to buy the knives first, and then sell them, right? You did this, Brendan?
All of my friends did it, and they all tried to pitch my mom, and my mom all said no. Yet she will spend $85 on a flash drive. You know, questionable decisions. It's fine.
Exactly. What do you know? but this woman is going to go to prison. I think. I mean, this is insane. This is, you can't just scam people this much. So
I hope she gets a light sentence and like a reunion tour that like kind of redeems her, even though she never apologized, and then she becomes like a hot kind of thing and like the culture, you know, kind of like Anna Delvey, you know.
Yeah, they'll give her a show probably.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like she could just go on the Matt Gaetz gaslighting tour with him, and they could just go around doing dates in Florida, saying how they were wronged. Yeah,
Southern Florida does what it wants. They don't give a fuck about anybody.
Mm.
All right, next story. Ernst & Young. Justin, we have talked about Ernst & Young so many times on the show.
Yeah.
They have been part of the auditing process for Barry Minkow and some of these other companies that have ended up being scams. And what it all comes down to is that Ernst & Young is one of the big accounting firms. But the problem is that they have another side of their business, which is a consulting and advisory business. So you can't have an auditing business that's supposed to go in and be like, hey, you spent this here, you spent that there, that's bullshit, this is wrong, and that's a fraud, when the same client is paying you to actually give them advice on how to make more money and save money and do all this shit. So just recently, this has just happened on Thursday, Ernst & Young, the world's biggest auditing and consulting firm, is moving forward with a plan to split up its two main business practices. The firm, in an announcement on Thursday, said its top leadership had decided to separate into two distinct multidisciplinary organizations. If the plan is approved, Ernst & Young will operate as two separate companies, one mainly doing auditing work and the other doing consulting and advisory work. I'm talking, this is like 30, 40 years now, maybe even longer, I can't even remember, that they've had both of these businesses working together. And they've made hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars because of it. In June, Ernst & Young agreed to pay a $100 million fine after the U.S. securities regulators found that hundreds of its auditors had cheated on various ethics exams that they were required to obtain or maintain professional licenses for, and that the firm didn't do enough to stop the practice. I mean, $100 million. I mean, this is a lot of money to just punish a firm for doing this. So the one thing you want from an auditor is some level of ethics and honesty. So I guess we're not getting that. A lot of auditors, I think, listen to the show here. So shout out to you if you're honest.
Yeah, I think the most honest auditors are the ones in Scientology. Those are the ones I really like.
I appreciate those. They really have a great read on my stress meter. Mm-hmm. You know, they know how to get me to disclose.
Yeah, are your Tetons? What's your Teton level?
This is.
Do you know someone struggling to figure out their mental health benefits? The Mental Health Insurance Assistance Office is here to help. Find us at insurance.ohio.gov/GETMHIA or call us at 855-438-6442. Don't wait. The Mental Health Insurance Assistance Office can help you figure out what mental health insurance benefits may be in their plan. Call us today at 855-438-6442.
Ashley's Memorial Day sale is going on now. Shop our biggest selection of hot buys, cool deals, or shop limited-time savings on new summer spaces. Plus, get 72-month special financing on select in-store mattress purchases made with your Ashley Advantage Synchrony credit card between May 14th and June 3rd. Whether you're redecorating indoors or rethinking your outdoor space, save big on this season's trending styles. Only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. No minimum purchase required. See store for details.
This is NOMR313 My23 Rogue Wild Ones BCTDM Radio 30 Full Mix.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue with its powerful VC turbo engine. Well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
Silence is golden, especially when it comes to brakes. That's why Napa Silent Guard are built to be one of the smoothest and most quiet brakes on the market. Made with fiber-reinforced shims that eliminate noise for the life of the pad. rubber-coated hardware for a better fit, and quality design that meets and exceeds OE performance. Silent Guard brakes deliver the stopping power drivers demand. Available now at NAPA locations nationwide.
This is kind of like an inside fraud baseball story, but it's kind of like pretty important as far as what we're going to see maybe in like the fraud landscape when it comes to these things. I don't think it's going to keep people from not committing fraud, but it is like a structural thing that makes sense. It's funny that they did it themselves. I guess they didn't want to get fined anymore all the time because they know that it's just a bunch of scammers in this thing. So maybe they could just make more money and the government will pay less attention to them. If they're completely separate.
So they just went ahead and just paid the fine on, like, they basically self-police themselves?
Yeah. Oh, well, the securities, so the security regulators will come and be like, hey, you guys did this fraud. You guys are full of shit. You guys are lying. What do you want to do? And usually, like, a company, they just have, like, a, you know, an email or a conference call, and they'll be like, we'll pay you $100 million. And the government will be like, that's $100 million more than we had than when we woke up this morning.
Oh, yeah.
And they'll say yes. And then they'll be like, we made Ernst & Young buckle under pressure. We made them get down on their knees and show the American public who's boss.
I would like to do this for the parking ticket I just got today. Like, yo, it's $56. Let me give you 20 in the Starbucks gift card and we'll just call it even, dude.
You going to challenge it? You could go to the judge and say that.
Yeah, why can't we bargain, man?
You could definitely go to the judge and be like, I got this. I got five on it. You could say that to the judge. And hopefully there'll be a Nate Dogg fan. And then you'll be able to do it.
Not if it's Judge Joe Brown, because he's from the streets. He doesn't play that.
That was very cute, but it's still full fare. So I don't know what's going to happen with this. I just want to make sure that we covered it on the show because this is hot stuff. And I'll say this. People have emailed us that have worked at Ernst & Young, at KPMG, at some of these big auditing and accounting firms that have that we've talked about on the show. And they say, like, it's awful working there, or they've had to work with these companies. They say it's awful working with these places. It's the, you know, it's funny when we say these things where, like, an industry wants to police themselves, or, like, you know, they can, like, audit themselves or self. You can't. And, like, even the people that we want to hire as, like, the government or as, you know, society to even cover these things.
Yeah, it's like
they're usually straight from Ernst & Young.
It's like when an oil company has a big oil spill, then, like, a week later they do, like, a really sick environmental commercial. They're like, yo, we love the environment. It's like a corporate guy just like holding a seal. He's like, we've never had any problem with the environment, man.
It's just like him holding a solar battery, be like, this is the future. While like a seagull is like taking a shower in oil behind him. They're like, don't look at that. Don't look at that.
We love the environment. We love it.
Taking a dump in so the environment. Good. Yeah, no, that's definitely what's been happening. All right, let's get to this. Wait, go ahead, Justin. You're going
to
say something.
I'm just saying, I hope that all that fine, all, you know, that goes to the government. I hope all of that got funneled directly to Brett Favre.
It's got to go to someone in need.
Yeah.
All right.
Brett Favre is probably the poorest person in Mississippi I can think of. When I say crushing Mississippi poverty, it's probably 9-time All-Pro.
All right. So I've got this little clip that I want to play. It's 2.5 minutes, but it's a story about a fake publisher's clearinghouse that happened in Southern Colorado. This is happening across the country, apparently. And maybe we'll pause it a couple times here and there. But it's a little bit of a longer clip, but here it goes.
Just a guy that looks like Ed McMahon.
He called and left a message first. And I didn't hear the phone. So this was his voicemail. Call us back. You are the winner of $2.5 million. Check for $5,000 a week for the rest of your life.
Hello, Doris. Hello, Doris, it's me. It's Publishers Clearinghouse. I know what you're thinking. Could this possibly be happening to me? But it is $2.5 million. Coming
hey,
to you.
Hey, Dolores, this is Brett Favre. Just calling to say you have won. If you could Venmo me at Brett Favre 7, Number four. Sorry, I forgot my number.
Supposedly from the popular Publishers Clearinghouse sweepstakes to Robin Palazzolo in Colorado Springs. She says she was shocked to get the midweek afternoon phone call and hoped it was real.
I thought, wow, I'm a winner. You know, everyone does. But what happens is I haven't entered for years. And I think that all of us have entered once or twice.
So she called back.
And he said, I know that you don't think it's real, but it's very real.
I know what you're thinking. Could it be? This strange voice is not Publishers Clearinghouse. I get that a lot.
And a lot of people don't believe me when I call, and he kept going on and on about
a lot of people don't believe me. How many winners are there?
You know, this is a life-changing event.
But there was a catch. She had to go to the bank and deposit $5,000 into a specific account to unlock the prize. And the man on the phone, an imposter, told Robin this was standard protocol.
Well, we have to pay for the prize patrol.
You don't know about the prize patrol? Yeah.
You gotta pay for the balloons! That check doesn't print itself, miss. All right,
gas prices are up. We need to pay the prize patrol right now.
We have to purchase a boombox that plays Cool in the Gang Celebration on cue.
Listen, you know how hard it is to get a rental car these days. These vans cost money.
Oh, my God. It's more
black and gold van.
Feeling uneasy about the request, Robin added her husband to a three-way phone call. He wasn't buying the scheme.
My husband told him, why don't you get a real job?
Wow.
So he said, hang up. Just go ahead and hang up.
Publishers Clearinghouse does have a legitimate sweepstakes. You've probably seen the advertisements on TV with Steve Harvey.
There we go. If it doesn't have Steve Harvey, it's not real.
Your ass done won.
He's just yelling at people. Yeah.
Fuck, that's good.
On its website, it warns against phone calls like this and even phony solicitations being sent in the mail. We have other examples of Publisher Clearinghouse imposter scam calls targeting News 5 viewers. Last year, I spoke with Elaine, who lives in Pueblo, and she was told she won $3 million.
I was one of them. I didn't say they weren't happening. I just said I hadn't had it happen to me. These scam calls happen, and they are scary.
In Colorado Springs, Robin believes people will make the mistake of paying fraudsters thousands of dollars in these situations because she was almost one of them.
I fell for it for a few minutes. I was dragged in, and I'm embarrassed to say that because I think I'm pretty smart, but he really actually just suckered me in.
That is some real shit right there, guys. It happens to the best of us. I mean, imagine. I don't know. If they called me, I'd probably get excited. And then I would probably have to have my wife get on the phone.
Hey, this is Brett Favre with the Prize Patrol giving you a call. I was wondering if I could borrow $12 for gas.
Hey, we're right down the street. I got your check. We just need a little bit to get to your house.
We need like $5 just to get to your house with this. I got 9 balloons, 2 Packers jerseys, and 3 cheeseheads waiting for you. Prize Patrol. Prize Patrol is so good.
For an extra $3, I'll drill your toddler son in the chest with a spiral.
I'll break his finger.
Oh my God. Yeah. I mean, so there's no stopping this stuff too. It's not like the cops are going to want to imagine they probably reported to the police and there's a detective that's like, well, there go my numbers for the year. No. Cause he's never going to catch this fucking guy. This is just going to keep happening. Right. So be careful out there, people. Unless Steve Harvey's calling, you didn't win. Justin?
Didn't it technically wire fraud as soon as it involves a bank?
Well, a line of communication. So an actual wire.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So it's, you know, wire fraud. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and the bank and transferring through wires. But they didn't actually commit. I guess they attempted to commit the wire fraud because the husband got on.
Yeah.
So they avoided that.
I love the sexism too. So I put my husband on, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, come on, lady, you can get out of a scam yourself. You don't need your husband to hang up the phone.
Get a real job. You know, God.
The real husband.
Well, guys, I mean, that's, yeah. I mean, those are the stories I have today. Brendan, I'd love to just hear what you got planned for your show coming up.
Yeah, man. No, this tomorrow drops our newest episode. We are tackling a guy named Ken the Snake Stabler, who played for the Oakland Raiders in the 70s. And he would drink before games and at halftime. And the Raiders traveled with a bail bondsman.
Wow.
Because they got into so much shit. And we have Rob Hubel on talking about it. He was great. And yeah, we just talk about the antics of the 70s. Basically, if you played football in the 70s, you were allowed to look like a Guns N' Roses roadie. And somehow that was just fun.
That's amazing.
Justin made this great point about baseball and how it is so funny to go back and look at old athletes and like nobody was in shape.
Yeah.
Nobody.
It was a casual sport then, it seemed.
Yeah, like 80s baseball, 70s baseball, like everybody just looks like, you know, just like one of the village people guy with the mustache.
Yeah.
They have the same physique and everything. But then, but what is great is going back like a little bit, like, because now baseball's reached this weird point where the guys are actually less strong than they were in like the year 2000 because of steroids. Like, go back and watch home runs from like the 1999-2000 season. It's just like it's just like Barry Bonds hitting it off a space shuttle.
Dude, yeah, Sammy Sosa's arm's falling off. And they're like, oh, I think he might be on. Literally, the cork back thing happened with Sammy Sosa. It was crazy.
It's crazy to me that there was a debate over Barry Bonds and like the data they were using. They were just like, oh, he's hitting this many more home runs and stuff. But the one data point that always stuck with me and that made me upset that people didn't scream is his head tripled in size.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The circumference of your head is not supposed to increase that much unless you're taking roids. It just doesn't happen.
Mark McGwire looked like an offensive lineman for the Packers. Just fucking smashing balls. It was crazy.
I thought it was very suspicious that all of a sudden, in order to get a Barry Bonds baseball that was a home run ball, you actually needed to fish it out of the ocean. That was also the thing. He was hitting baseballs into the Pacific Ocean.
It's like, they're like, we need to get James Cameron to do a special documentary to retrieve these baseballs.
Yeah, like, it's so good. The ball doesn't go nearly as far. Like, the amount of upper deck. Just go back, everybody, look at the Barry Bonds home run from, like, Yankee Stadium. He nearly hits it over Yankee Stadium and into, like, an apartment building in the Bronx, like, three blocks away.
He hits it into Staten Island somehow.
No, that
just travels across the ferry.
That was the announcer's actually his call. He goes, oh, Barry Bonds hits one to New Jersey.
Rest assured, he's definitely not. Not doing any steroids.
Would you guys think baseball should have steroids though to make it more interesting? That's the question I have asked myself.
When I go back and look at these clips, yes. Like, I'm like, I miss the 700-foot home run.
I think everyone does.
Yeah. Man. Just guys. I mean, and just like the absolute crushing of the ball. Like, I miss it. Not like the no doubters. That's what I like. Where they.
When they drop the bat, they drop the bat, yeah.
Oh, you just hear the sound, and then the camera just pans to, like, the horizon. Because it's just trying to track where this thing is going to go.
It's like following a John Daly drive. You're like, I don't know where this is, but I'll try to look.
Awesome.
Just killing it.
Guys, thank you so much. I'm at Cena Now, at Justin_Williams_comedy. @_Brendan_Fitzgibbons.
Yeah.
Make sure you hit him up. This has been Fraudwire. We'll be back next week. New season will start next month, so stay tuned. We're going to have Fraudwires up until then. Rocking out. We got some real juicy stuff for you. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off, or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs, and My Lotto Rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Sofas, recliners, love seats, everything is better in leather. Discover the new leather collection at Ashley, where bold meets durable. And wait a minute, who's been finger painting on the couch again? That's okay. Leather is easy to clean. The new leather collection at Ashley is built with the durability you need for the whole family. Yes, pets too. Luxury is meant to be livable. Shop chairs starting at $499.99 and sofas at $599.99. Ashley, for the love of home.